I'm going to bet you $100 that I can stay off the sauce longer than you can.
Good. Let's drink to it.
Last week, you saw part one of Walter's Problem. Please stay tuned for the conclusion of Walter's Problem.
Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizer. Right on, Maud. Maud.
Closed caption.
Morning, Mother.
Oh, good morning, honey. Tell me, did Philip have a good time at Andy's last night?
He had a ball.
Right.
He's been out all morning riding his new bicycle.
Wonderful.
What's new in the world?
Carol, nothing but violence, violence, and more violence.
Look, what happened to your eye?
But, oh, I walked into a chocolate donut.
How can you joke about a black eye? Did you put a piece of beefsteak on it?
At $5.50 a pound, Carol, I'd rather take up Christian Science.
Are you going to tell me how it happened?
Well, honey, you're not going to believe this, but Walter got drunk last night and hit me. Isn't that marvelous?
Marvelous?
Honey, it's better than marvelous. I think it's the best thing that ever happened to our marriage.
Mother, what are you talking about?
Honey, when Walter hit me last night, it hurt him a lot more than it hurt... Oh, let me put it this way. It brought him to his senses. He realizes that he does have a drinking problem, and he is quitting.
He's quit before, Mother. If you ask me, I think you're being very naive.
Come on, Carol, I haven't been naive for many, many years. Let's see, I was 21 when I lost my naivete. Well, give or take a few years.
Well, all I can say is it's a good thing Philip stayed overnight at Andy's last night. This is hardly the ideal atmosphere for a 9-year-old child. Especially on his birthday.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Florida.
Good morning, Mrs. Finley. Wow. What rat gave you that mouse?
Look, Florida, don't you start.
Mrs. Finley, if black is beautiful, that's exquisite. You walked into a door, right?
Right. And the door had a little bald spot and a mustache.
Trouble in paradise.
I better get Philip off to school.
No, Florida, it's not what it sounds like. Actually, it was just a love tap.
Well, I'm glad my Henry don't love me that much.
Good morning, Carol.
Morning. Philip, honey, put your bike on the porch. Come on in.
Believe me, Carol, I feel rotten about last night. If I could, I would dig a hole deep enough to jump into and then pull the hole in with me.
Good. There's a shovel in the basement. If you wait a minute,
Carol.
I'll...
Carol.
Ready, Ma?
You didn't tell Philip, did you?
Hi, Grandpa. Wow, what a neat bike you gave me.
I'm glad you like it.
I'll get your jacket, honey.
Happy birthday, Philip.
Gee, thanks.
I love you, Philip. A whole lot.
A whole lot? How much is a whole lot?
Oh, how much is a whole lot? Well, let's see how much. I love you about 316 roller skates. I love you about 4,126 Twinkies.
Mm.
About a zillion fire hydrants. And over 8,000 foreign dignitaries with carnations in their buttonholes.
Wow, that's a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Your mustache tickles.
Come on, honey. We're going to celebrate the rest of your birthday tonight.
Goodbye, Philip.
So long, Gramps.
And over 2 million Fig Newtons.
That's all, Gramps.
Morning.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Well, well. How's the great white oak? Don't blame me. You said I was family.
Sweetheart, listen. Since today is Philip's birthday, I thought that tonight we'd all... What are you staring at?
Oh, that's terrible. Good Lord.
Oh, honey, don't be ridiculous. It's nothing. Sweetheart, you were drunk.
I'm a beast. How could I ever do a thing like that?
Come on. Now, honey, I thought we decided we weren't going to ever mention it again. The subject is closed.
Well, I have to talk about it. I mean, I look at you and all I can see that I've turned my own wife into an ugly, deformed mess.
Oh, come on. Listen, I may have a black eye, Walter, but I'm hardly the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Now, look, I don't want to hear another word about it, and that is final.
A beast. I must have turned into a beast. What kind of a monster have I become? I hate myself!
Walter!
Save the hair!
Save the hair! Walter! You are wallowing in self-pity! Now, stop it! When I married you, Walter, you are not a wallower. A whimperer, yes. But not a wallower.
Hello?
Arthur, dummy up.
Where is everybody? Anybody home? Come in, Arthur. Thanks, I'd love to. Would you like a cup of coffee? How nice of you to ask. I'll have one, thanks. Pull up a chair and sit down. That's very generous of you.
What's the matter, Marty? Cat got your eye?
Walter, kill.
Oh, holy Toledo. You better let me have a look at that.
No, there is nothing.
No, I think you need a professional opinion. That is a pip. A real pip.
Thank you, Arthur. Now I know what I have. The pip.
You know, Marty, with that eye, you could get a job in the movies. Yeah, if the Argang comedies ever come back, you could play the dog.
And if Mr. Ed, the talking horse, ever comes back, there's a part for you. And I don't mean the part that talks.
How in the world did you get it?
How did I get it? I was jumping rope without a bra.
I gave it away.
Oh, come on. Walter. No, really, what happened?
Last night, Arthur, I was drunk and I didn't know what I was doing. And I hate myself for it.
Oh, you can't afford it.
I did a hateful thing, Maude. A terrible, hateful thing. Admit it.
All right, Walter, I admit it. You struck a woman. That is a hateful thing to do.
She's absolutely right, Walter.
You shut up, Arthur. Nobody talks to my husband like that.
But, Marty, you...
How dare you talk about Walter? There's not a finer man in the world. I will not stand here and listen to a low-down, sanctimonious... Hello? Oh, just a moment, please. Sweetheart, it's for you. The store.
I'll take it in the living room.
I will not have you picking on Walter like that. If the truth be known, I'm glad he hit me last night. Because he's promised to quit drinking.
For lots of luck. He tried to quit yesterday and he couldn't make it through lunch. Any man who spikes a Shirley Temple needs help.
I'm his wife and I intend to help him. That's what wives are for.
No, I'm talking about professional help. Listen, Marty, there's this man I know, George Shelton. Now, he's worked with hundreds of alcoholics. He's a very nice guy.
Now, Arthur, I never want you to use that word in this house again. Walter may have a drinking problem, but he functions, he runs a business, he makes a marvelous living, he is a wonderful husband, and he's got a right cross you wouldn't believe.
Now, let me tell you, Marty, he's got all the symptoms. He sneaks drinks, he can't stop, he has lapses of memory.
Since when are you such an authority, Arthur? Do you treat alcoholics?
Me? Never. They don't pay their bills and they pop their biscuits all over your carpet.
All right! I'll be right down! For crying out loud!
My honey, what is the matter?
It's complete madness at the store, just chaos! Charlie Johnson just quit. The best floor man I ever had.
But why?
Because Helen, our file clerk, accused him of getting her pregnant at the last office party.
Well, you always said he was a good floor man.
Leaving, and I'm right in the middle of the biggest sale of the year. That's the thanks I get for giving them an office party. Animals! I'm trying to make a living, and they're making babies.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Walter, you call this nothing?
Yeah, and I'm having another nothing.
Sweetheart, remember what you said last night?
I know what I said last night. I also had a floor man last night.
Well, Walter, you promised to quit.
And I will. I mean, I admit I have a little drinking problem, but I'm going to handle it my own way. I'm tapering off.
You really believe that, don't you, buddy?
Listen, Walter, sweetheart, please don't get angry, honey, but the way you've been drinking, maybe you need professional help.
That's a good idea, Maud. I'll get some professional help. On the way to the store, I'll stop off and see a bartender.
Don't miss Three's Company.
This is Mrs. Findlay again. Has my husband arrived at the store yet? Not... But he left over 4 hours ago. Yeah, listen, please, the minute he gets there, have him call me at home. Yeah, my number is 555-9191. I know that's his number, but he may not know it. Hello, Walter? Oh, hello, Mother. Yeah, listen, honey, do you mind if I call you back? Yeah, I'm a little busy now. Yeah, well, there's a slight problem with Walter, and I'm trying to finish wrapping all of Philip's birthday gifts. Yeah, yeah, listen, sweetheart, I promise I'll call you right back. Yes, Mother, I'll call you back. Yes, Mother, I'll call you back. Yes, Mother, I'll call you back.
This is a recording! Bring Walter back safe and sound. I'll go to church every day and twice on Sunday.
Mrs. Findlay?
I'm sorry, but I'm terribly busy. I talk to you direct and you send me a door-to-door salesman.
But Mrs. Findlay,
my husband prays at the office.
I'm George Shelton. Dr. Harmon sent me.
Oh, please come. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I wasn't expecting a clergyman.
Well, I'm not here as a clergyman. Oh. I'm here as a recovered alcoholic.
Oh, well, then you should feel right at home on my sofa. That's recovered, too. I'm terribly upset and nervous. Listen, Reverend, can you help my husband, Dr. Harmon? Why are you staring at me?
Excuse me, Mrs. Findlay, but that is a pip. Who has anybody looked at it yet?
Yes, our mutual friend, Dr. Harmon.
Oh, Harmon's a good man. What did he say?
The same thing you did. That is a pip.
Well, you have a second opinion.
Reverend, I really need your help.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Would you put your thumb right here? Now, getting back to my husband, Reverend, if he even knew I was talking to you, he'd be furious. So please, get to the point in a hurry and tell me how I can save Walter.
Well, in the first place, Mrs. Findlay, alcoholism can't be cured overnight. It's a point of interest. How much alcohol does your husband consume, say, within a week?
Oh, God. Sorry.
Well, it's all right, Mrs. Findlay. If you feel you have to talk to him, we're better than in my presence.
Well, then it's a good thing you're here, because I do say that an awful lot. Especially since Watergate.
Hey! It's very good. Do you mind if I use it in my next sermon?
Of course not. Honey, it's yours. Now, getting back to your question, in answer to it, Walter has been drinking more than ever lately. I mean, he says it's on account of business.
Excuses. They always have excuses. Damn these collars. Excuse me, Mrs. Findlay.
Quite all right. I mean, if you feel you have to talk that way, we're better than in my presence.
Mrs. Findlay, before I help your husband, before anybody can help your husband, he has to realize that he's sick.
Walter is not sick.
Alcoholism is an illness. A prolonged illness like diabetes.
Walter is not sick, and he's not an alcoholic. He has a drinking problem.
Mrs. Findlay, the problem drinker is an alcoholic who earns over $24,000 a year. Look, I know all about alcoholism. I've been through it, Mrs. Findlay. Look.
A tattoo of a naked lady. Anyone I know?
Well, she ain't the flying nun. I got this little lady in Baltimore. I was on a 2-week binge. I haven't any idea who she is, how she got there, or what I was doing in Baltimore. Is it a wonder they used to call me the plastered pastor?
Okay, Reverend. How can I help Walter before he walks in with a naked lady on his arm? Or God knows where else. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, He has to recognize the fact that he has one problem and one problem alone. Alcohol. He has to stop drinking altogether.
Hi, Walt!
Walter, I thought you'd be at the store.
I figured why go to the store would only aggravate me, so instead...
You stopped off at the club and had a drink.
Wrong. I stopped off at the club and had two drinks.
Walter, this is Reverend Shelton. Reverend, my husband.
Hiya, Reverend.
Hiya, too.
I hope your business is better than mine.
What business are you in?
Appliances. Mostly washing machines.
You two should be next to each other. He's in cleanliness and you're in godliness.
That's pretty good. I'll kill him next Sunday.
Where's your hospitality, Mort? How about a drink, Reverend?
No, thanks, Mr. Finley.
Oh, I certainly could use one.
Mr. Finley, why don't you skip this drink?
Okay, Mort. Where'd you hide it?
I didn't hide it, Walter. I gave it away.
What? You gave it away? All my good booze? Even that fancy bottle I brought home last week?
What fancy bottle?
That gift-wrapped bottle of scotch I was saving for someone special.
Who?
Me! I bet you put it in a closet.
Mr. Finley, why don't we sit down and have a little talk?
Come out of my way, Rev.
Walter, please.
Look, I feel like having a drink and I'm going to have one, whether you like it or not.
Walter. Walter, please.
I can't get into the...
Walter! Not till you stop drinking.
Come on, Maud, let me out of here.
Mrs. Finley, it's no use. Get him out of there.
No. Oh, why couldn't I have fallen in love with a buttermilk freak? Carol, this is Reverend Shelton. Walter locked himself in the closet because he doesn't want to be baptized. Boy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Boy, open up, do you hear me?
Well, what's Grandpa doing in the closet?
In the closet. Oh, well, he's trying to scare the moths out of his overcoat. See, they're very sensitive to noise.
Philip, go upstairs and wash up.
Yes.
Oh, boy,
yes.
Grandma, that shiner sure is a pit. Philip, upstairs.
What? This isn't funny!
No, I know, Walter, and neither is your drinking! Neither is your drinking!
Mother, this is crazy!
Look, I know it, Carol, but I made sure that Walter would never, ever get another drink. At least not in this house. By the way, honey, you remember what happened to that gift-wrapped bottle of scotch that Walter brought home last week?
Yeah, you put it on the top shelf of the closet.
Officially over. The bar is now open.
Walter, please, honey.
Carol, one for the stairs?
No, thank you, Walter.
How about you, Rev? Change your mind?
No, thanks. If you want to kill yourself, you go it alone. I gave up drinking.
Gave up drinking? What are you, some kind of religious nut?
Better than that. I'm a reformed drunk or a recovered alcoholic. Take your choice.
A recovered alcoholic? Thanks for your vote of confidence, Maud. I said I'd quit drinking, and I will. I'm tapering off.
There's no such thing as tapering off.
Look, I don't need any advice from any holy roller, especially an ex-alcoholic.
Mr. Finley, there's no such thing as an ex-alcoholic, which is why I don't dare drink.
Well, I do drink. Listen, if I were a drunk, I'd beg for your help. But I'm not, so thanks very much for coming by. I gotta get some ice.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't. Please, if you leave, so help me, I'm going to blow the whistle on religion. Walter Finley, will you take a good look at yourself?
Don't start up, Maud. I'm sick and tired of your nagging. Happy days.
Please, Walter, don't take that drink.
Why not?
Because I love you.
Now, don't say that. Not now.
But I do love you.
Will you stop saying that? I don't want to hear that. Your loving me has nothing to do with this.
Walter, something has to give.
What are you trying to tell me, Maud? You're going to leave me?
No, I'm not going to leave you, Walter. I am going to stay. Because much as you hate to hear it, I do love you. But, Walter, sweetheart, if you continue drinking this way, we will no longer be husband and wife. We'll be patient and nursemaid.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Maud. You should have a symphony orchestra as background music.
Now, what's the music, Walter? Drink to me only with thine eyes?
Or Beethoven's Fifth.
You don't care about me. You don't care if my business collapses. You turn Carol against me. You lock me in the closet like a common criminal. You fly in that sky pilot to embarrass me in front of everyone. You're all against me, every one of you. Stop treating me like an alcoholic.
But that's what you are, Walter, an alcoholic. There, I said it.
I'm not an alcoholic. Damn it, I'm not.
Carol.
We're leaving, Mother.
What do you mean you're leaving?
It's hardly the place for a child. I'll pick up the rest of the things tomorrow. Come on, Philip.
Oh, Grandpa. I forgot to tell you this morning. I love you a whole lot, too.
Come on, Philip.
Well, honey, there's only one thing left to do. Go ahead, blacken the other eye.
Come on. Let's talk, Reverend.
Since he gave up drinking, he's the old Walter again.
No, Carol, he's the young Walter again. He's like a newlywed. Now, I know when you give up drinking, they say you should have a substitute, but why couldn't he have taken up chewing gum?
Hey, how is it?
Carol, you got another Joe Namath here.
I've got a Joe Namath here, too.
Let's get ready for dinner.
Come on, Tiger, not now.
I love you,
Walter.
Lord.
Later, later, Walter.
Come on, boy, get me out of here.
I'm not going to let you out till you promise to be a good boy.
Okay, I promise, Maud.
You promise?
I promise, I promise.
What's that over there?
Where? Get in here.
The family awaits the results of Roseanne's pregnancy test. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.